This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Hospedia Channel 1 and online. Today's theme is particularly to do with the elderly in our community, as our main characters in today's reading are Simeon and Anna, who were thought to be of a great age. But don't switch off if you're young. Perhaps you're meant to hear this message too. It could give you a different perspective on older folk. So let's begin with one of the most well-loved hymns today, sung here by Alla Jones. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here.
Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Come bow before Him now with reverence and fear. In Him the sin is found. We stand on holy ground. Be still, for the presence of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is shining all around. He burns with holy fire, with splendor He is crowned. How awesome is the sight, a radiant King of light. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving.
In today's world, most people seem to live at breakneck pace in order to maintain a decent standard of living, provide a home and see to a family's needs. There's very little time for anything else, and no time to be still when work demands so much of time and energy. On the other hand, our senior citizens, that's me included, usually have far more time to spare for all kinds of things. We're living much longer these days, and perhaps better off financially than our parents were before us. On the downside, however, once a person reaches retirement age, aches and pains are setting in. The memory isn't quite what it was, and there may be a loss of confidence due to sight and hearing problems. Some live at a distance from their own offspring and may feel very lonely. And even though they're pensioners, they may still be caring for aging parents themselves. At this time of life, some begin to dwell on their own mortality and frailty, sinking into despair, darkness, and doubt. So we think of them today and pray that Christ will be their light and that God's word today will pick them up and lead them on with hope and confidence. Here's a song called Christ Be Our Light.
Truth, we trust in you. Make us your own, your own.
Retirement ought to be a time we all look forward to, when we can relax and take things easy. But it doesn't always work out that way. The golden years are not always the bed of roses they're painted out to be. According to J. John and Mark Stibb in their collection, The Seven Ages of Man goes something like this. Spills, drills, thrills, bills, ills, pills, and wills. You know, I think I prefer this to Shakespeare's definition of life in later years, a second childishness and mere oblivion, sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything, which means without all of those. So the question I'd like to ask today is, what can we learn from our two main characters in the Gospel reading today, Simeon and Anna? The first part of our reading today in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, tells us about Simeon first, as he sees Mary and Joseph and their young baby enter the temple for a purification ceremony. Beginning to read at verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Here we learn that God has promised Simeon that he will see the Holy One of God, the Messiah, before he dies. So guided to the temple by the Holy Spirit, he is there when Mary and Joseph enter into the temple to make a sacrifice to God, and he just knows instinctively that this child in their arms is the one, the child of God's promise. He's been waiting upon God and praying all this time, and now he is being rewarded. Often it's hard to pray. Many find it difficult. But if we just persevere, read scripture, seek God through music, creation, even meditation, and wait and listen, we too can hear that still small voice guiding, comforting, and reassuring us. On eagle's wings we soar when we rest in God in this way, which is the subject of our next song, On Eagle's Wings, sung here by John Michael Talbot.
You who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life, say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock in whom I trust, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings. The sun and hold you in the palm of his hand. The snare of the fowler will never capture you, and the famine will bring you no fear. His faithfulness your shield. You need not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Though thousands fall about you, near you death shall not come, and he will raise you up on eagle's wings.
Simeon takes the child Jesus into his arms and declares before God, "Now, Lord, you let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord." You may have heard these words read out near the close of a funeral service. This is where these words come from. Simon is overjoyed. His nation at last will be blessed and restored to greatness. His people will be comforted, and now he knows he can die in peace. He declares that this child also will be one to enlighten people other than his own race, but it will come at a cost. But we learn something important here. Simeon has made himself wholly available to God. Just because we reach a certain milestone in years, we may have convinced ourselves that we're past our best and there's no further use for us. Not so with God. He can use anyone who makes themselves available at any age in their lives. I'm sure we could all list many famous people who've become their best selves and created their finest work in the latter part of their lives. Here is Chris Bowater singing, "Here I Am, Wholly Available."
Here I am, wholly available. Ask for me, I will serve the Lord.
Here I am.
Harvest, but oh, the labors are so few. So, Lord, I give myself to help the reaping, to gather precious souls unto you. Here I am. Here. Is right in the nation, for words of power and authority. God's looking for a people who are willing to be counted in his glorious victory.
Simeon now turns to Mary with a prophetic word, and he reveals that the purposes of God for her child will bring division and rejection and suffering upon him, and her own heart will be pierced with sorrow. His words in time do come true, yet they sound almost like a curse, don't they? But there's no malice here in his words. He sees what is to come, and he has had a lifetime to study what the scriptures have outlined for the suffering servant of God, and it is a future of suffering. Our next song has us wondering what else went through his mind as he looked upon this little baby lying there in his arms, knowing full well that a very complex and complicated world awaited him in the future. Don't we have similar thoughts at times and worries about our own children and grandchildren? Here's a lovely song called The Song of Simeon by Michael Card.
An old man in the temple, waiting in the court, waiting for the answer to a promise. And all at once he sees them in the morning sunshine, a couple coming, carrying a baby. Now that I've held him in my arms, my life can come to an end. Let your servant now depart in peace, as I've seen your salvation. He's the light of the Gentiles and the glory of his people, Israel. Mary and the baby come, and in her hand 5 shekels, the price to redeem her baby boy. The baby softly cooing, nestled in her arms. Simeon takes the boy and starts to sing. Now that I've held him in my arms, my life can come to an end. Let your servant now depart in peace, as I've seen your salvation. He's the light of the Gentiles and the glory of his people, Israel. Now's the time to take him in your arms. Your life will never salvation, 'cause he's the light of the Gentiles and the glory of his people, Israel.
Secondly, we come to Anna, someone else of a great age, but she's one who is constantly in the temple and always on the go. Reading on from verse 36 of the same chapter, there was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favour of God was upon him. Anna worshipped in the temple, it says here, fasting and praying day and night. She's a widow of many years and also a prophetess, and she too appears on the scene, another witness. And she's also delighted when she sees the child in Mary's arms. She begins to evangelize. She speaks to the people around her, those who were also looking towards Jerusalem being renewed by God, and she tells them all about the child. Anna also made herself available to God. So here we have two people near the end of their lives, still serving God on full throttle. Oh, for a closer walk with God. Here is Stuart Townend.
Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road leading to the Lamb. Where is that blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is that soul-refreshing view of Jesus and His Word? Oh, fire of God, come burn in me, renew a holy passion, till Christ my deepest longing be, my never-failing fountain, my never-failing fountain. What peaceful hours I once enjoyed, how sweet the memory still, but they have left an aching void the world can never fill. Oh, fire of God, come burn in me, renew a holy passion, till Christ my deepest longing be, my never-failing fountain, my never-failing fountain.
In a poem by Michelle Coist called I Like Youngsters, it begins, God says I like youngsters. I want people to be like them. I don't like old people unless they are still children. I want only children in my kingdom. This has been decreed from the beginning of time. Youngsters, twisted, humped, wrinkled, white-bearded, all kinds of youngsters, but youngsters. And the poem ends with these words, Alleluia, open all of you, little old men and women. It is I, your God, the Eternal, risen from the dead, coming to bring back to life the child in you. Hurry, now is the time. I am ready to give you again the beautiful face of a child, the beautiful eyes of a child. For I love youngsters, and I want everyone to be like them. A beautiful poem which tells us God is not finished with us yet. He's only just begun. We all have very much to offer this world as we get older, by way of wisdom and experience, which can be passed on to future generations. I recently read these anonymous words. Sometimes our most productive years in spiritual service for God comes after our most productive years of earthly toil. And here's one more lovely quote for you. The life you've been waiting for is happening all around you. Life waiting to be made, chosen, woven, crafted. So says Shona Nyquist in her book Cold Tangerines. But what about this lovely verse from the Bible, from Psalm 92, verse 14? It says, they shall still bear fruit in old age. So let's go to it and live life to the full, asking God to help us be totally available to Him and for Him to work through us each day to accomplish His purposes. This is New Day Dawning with Sheila Hamill and produced by Andrew Ridgwick. I do hope you've got something out of today's programme, and whether you're old or young, remember God has no favourites. So may I finish with a blessing from Paul's letter to the Colossians. May the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom He gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And may the peace of God be always with you to strengthen and guide you. Amen. Our final song is by Jake Amading, singing, May the Mind of Christ My Saviour. Bye for now. Until next week.
May the mind of Christ, my Savior, live in me from day to day. By His blood and power controlling all I do and say. Triumph only through His power.